In this lesson, I'm going to show you the different activities that we're going to use to practice chunks in this course. And if you don't know, the word chunk means a part of something. So in this case, a chunk is a part of a sentence. Okay, let's get started. In this course, you'll be doing a lot of practice together with me. And this is step 3 in the speaking operating system. Practice and build. So there are 6 key actions to perform in this step. Number 1, repeat. Number 2, say the opposite. Number 3, change tense. Number 4, say something true for you. Number 5, substitute. And number 6, synonyms. I'm going to go through the 6 steps very briefly, so that when I ask you to do it later, you'll do it straight away without any hesitation. Okay, let's begin. So the first one is repeat. So simply repeat the words I say. For instance, sweltering heat. Now you. And hopefully you responded with sweltering heat. Number 2, say the opposite. For example, I like sweltering heat. And you say, indeed, you might say, I don't like sweltering heat. Or you use an antonym. I prefer freezing cold, right? Or even, I prefer cool breezes. Number 3, change tense. Shift the phrase into another tense, but make sure it's logical, okay? For instance, we often experience sweltering heat here. And you can change that too. For example, we often experienced sweltering heat here last summer. Yeah, that's the past simple. Or you could say, we used to experience sweltering heat here, but these days temperatures are a bit milder. For example. Right? Still with me? Let's continue with the next actions. Number 4, say something true for you. So when I say, what about you? You share a phrase that reflects your reality. So let's do another example. I enjoy sweltering heat. What about you? And you might say, I also enjoy sweltering heat. Or, sweltering heat isn't for me. Got that? Let's go on to step number 5. Substitute. So replace a word I mention with another word I provide. So for example, sweltering heat is common in Madrid. Swap hometown for Madrid. So your response should be, there's often sweltering heat in my hometown. Got that? And number 6, here you swap the highlighted word with its synonym. So for instance, I love sweltering heat. Use a synonym for love. So you might have said, I'm really partial to sweltering heat. Or, I adore sweltering heat. Right? Alright then, that wraps up this lesson. Implementing this practice tool can elevate your fluency and make speaking English more intuitive. But before we conclude, here's a challenge for you. Pick any English sentence you like and apply all 6 actions. You can share your results with our community, okay? It's a fun way to practice. In the next module, we're going to be talking about exam preparation strategies. See you there!